running around.
I know.
So what's going on with Nicole in the show? She's like, I guess right now she's kind of like just starting to reconnect a little bit with Daniel, I think, on air.
Yes, I think, you know, after everything that's gone on with her, she's kind of tired of Eric playing the victim. Kind of tired of getting blamed for really something that wasn't her fault completely. I think she's just trying to find something in her life that's meaningful. You know, she has no family. Well, her parents are gone. Her sister's estranged. Her brother is God knows where. She can't have children. She can't adopt anybody. So, I mean, she's pretty much, you know, she's really, really probably could be in the biggest hole of her life. And now she has to find a way to crawl out of it.
Is she still a reporter?
Yes, I think she, you know, she's doing it to have a day job. She's doing it to have purpose to get out of bed. She really doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
There really is nothing there for her.
Nicole's been used kind of as like a punching bag.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
She needs to triumph again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and getting blamed for something that really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, Kristen raped and drugged someone, but suddenly she's forgiven.
And Nicole's like,
and I'm like, I get it, but really? You're all going to be mad at me? Okay.
And your last scenes with Allie were awesome. When that
Thank you.
I know that was so long ago for you, but that was special in my eyes.
Relationship. It really was. And, you know, their bond over EJ, you know, and the understanding of her loss, I thought it was very sweet and very sincere, and, you know, I'm glad we had the opportunity to do that. Sometimes you never know, you know, but it was nice that we had that. And I love I did get to watch some of it, and I was excited to see the flashbacks of our fighting. Because really, that's what we pride ourselves on, our fight scenes.
Right.
Yeah, those were a lot of fun. And we trust each other. You know, when we have a fight scene coming up, we get so excited. Because it's our only action, and, you know, Allie loves action. I love action, and so that's all we get. And we really try to take it as far as we can without hurting each other. And even if we do, we're good with it.
Right?
Yeah.
I still think Nicole should find out someday that Daenerys took the baby, her baby.
Yeah, you know what was sad about that too is, you know, we never got to see and maybe a good and bad thing. There was no burial for the baby, so who knows?
Yeah.
You never know. Right? Try to keep that door open. Yeah, I know.
I always see people like online and stuff always like wanting Nicole so bad to like get a baby. You know, they are so. I never see fans upset that. You
that
know.
She didn't. I agree. I mean, they even killed the dog.
I know.
I mean, really? It's like, and what's funny is I personally get along so well with kids and pets on the show. So when I was working with those the very first set, it was so, I mean, I let them just Google and coo and cry and work through it because it's a natural thing to do, right? Not sock tape and hope that they're quiet. I'm like, let them cry. Let me get through it.
Was that before you were a mom?
Yeah.
Before your daughter was a mom? How's your daughter now?
She's going to be 5 in December. She's so big and she's so tall. Kindergarten next year, yes. Yeah, she's just behind that September.
Okay.
Which I'm glad. I would rather keep her back 1 year. Yeah. But she's so tall that I think Eric Mertzoff said to me, how old is he now? 7? I'm like, 7? You have children? No, she's 4.
It goes fast.
It goes fast, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for kind of telling us.